W-Mobile.
Froze over sitting here in the driveway.
Freezing out here.
This minute rain drops, it's all froze, iced over.
Yeah, that fog that hung around too probably didn't help none.
End of the day.
Nothing that I know of out of the ordinary. I don't have anything other than just normal routine stuff today.
For you.
I take that back. I do have one thing this afternoon. I'm going to go up to the Thermal Belt Club meeting is tonight. I'm going to try to make it to it.
Yeah. Well, you'd be going up through there about the evening time, right?
Yeah. I usually right there in Hendersonville and run back down. It's not too far. So that take just a few minutes to get there.
KES Mobile.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Andrew, KN4TFW.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Yep, just now got defrosted rolling out of the driveway.
Went to this morning, it was water. As soon as I did it, everything froze over. Dead, I'm pretty sure it is.
Day. Get to enjoy this rough road of 290 out here.
Those subdivisions get built and then they'll tear up the road.
It is a good time to fix this road. It's just already got so far out of hand.
25 north to fix any other roads.
Do the 290 the other way because it's over there by the inland port.
That way, like interstate.
290.
The hot spot down there? Spot, it's 7-Eleven.
Highway 80.
Right by the inland port.
290 actually goes by it too. It's still a two lane, but I believe they resurfaced it.
Where it runs into, what is it, Points Edge Street? Up to when it comes into Greer or something like that. Hell, last night.
I'm just glad it wasn't as much trouble as I thought it would be with the, one of those little boxes. That little digi rig, it actually looks like a pretty cool device for the price you pay for it.
But only time will tell.
What you need for yours instead of a signal link, which is, you know, $100+. It's only, what is it, usually around $40-$50, and then maybe 20-something for the cables for your rig, and you'll have full digital interface.
Commit on it.
Cable 2 last night on his little 857, and used the cat control and see audio through the radios. Pulled audio off of it. I mean, it seemed like it worked really good.
Hit me.
Access to the digital mode, so you can do Winlink email. Obviously, STA, AJSA call, and any number of other ones. PSK31, all that good stuff.
I'll pass.
Link and JSA call are probably the two ones I would say would be useful in any type of situation where you had to try to get a message out. They're probably the most likely one if all the infrastructure wasn't down.
It's without the internet?
No internet.
Say call, you can send messages to people and store it on their computer, and when they come back to their computer, it'll be there. Winlink, you know, there is some internet backbone here and there, but supposedly it'll do messages without any kind of internet backbone too, but I don't know how all that works.
With Winlink, you can go peer-to-peer, and that's radio-to-radio. No internet at all whatsoever. And then you can go with JSA call. you can choose to send an email to an internet base or a message there, but same with WinLink. If I want to send you an email from my radio to your email address, I can, but I can also send it directly to your radio if you have WinLink up and no internet involved at all.
Good. Yeah, I'm just an old school kind of guy. I like voice.
I mean, that's the nice thing about this hobby. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. KN4GFW.
Yeah, here there normally is this time of day.
Hey, so people figured they might finally need to go to work.
Going on anyway, KO4HX.
So many call in so far this year, it ain't funny. It's just every couple days you get one or two. I had a guy leave yesterday at first break, and I don't know what it was. I heard rumors that he didn't want to make more mistakes and me have to sit down and talk to him again. He didn't realize his mistakes are a certain percentage of how many cars he builds. So more cars, more mistakes. Less cars, less mistakes. So I thought that was pretty funny. Stupid reason to leave work. KO4CEF.
Here, I'm just dealing with a little traffic issue here.
Still here. Getting ready to come in my bad spot in a minute.
I'll get run over. In front of me, hit it. My side. Well, it got up and run off, so hopefully it wasn't too bad, but still need to catch that dog and make sure that it's nothing serious.
90.
The house, but now I'm out here on Wade Hampton.
Dogs roam the area over there by Ingles.
Collar on, so it's somebody's dogs got out.
Slower than me this morning. That's crazy.
Really foggy this morning the way it was last night.
I run into a couple of little patches of fog, but nothing too bad.
It's a couple days, isn't it?
It's supposed to be nice all the way through Sunday evening.
If anything, the weather guy says. I enjoyed all that sunshine we had yesterday afternoon.
Think it was the snow this year, Ken.
Couple of months.
Talking about that snow.
Down in the bottom at work, the frogs have been croaking for, 3 weeks.
It's not going to happen. At least we got to go up to Winter Place and enjoy a little bit of snow up there.
Hope for some here.
A couple days ago, my youngest son, before we left to go to West Virginia, he was upset because we hadn't got any snow yet. I mean, it was pissing him off. He was really mad about it. And I was trying to explain to him that we really don't see a lot of snow. We've been fortunate here lately.
That he's mad about it, but I guess most kids, when they realize, oh, I can get out of school because of the snow, that's what they mainly think about.
For one winter, and every morning you have to get up and shovel the sidewalk. That'll break you.
We would. Definitely would do that, but I mean, I'm trying to think if they have to do school when it snows. I'm pretty sure my wife doesn't make them do school when it snows. She'll let them get outside, but you never know. You can't stay outside the whole time, so she might make them do a little something so they can get credit for it.
Your kids were homeschooled, that definitely would cartel that part of it. But most kids, they get out of public school there, and that's all they think about on a snow day. That and just get out and having fun.
It's weird, because kids get out of school because there's going to be a thunderstorm or something. I ain't figured that out yet.
On that one.
Call school off till the snow was sticking to the ground, and they were worried about the buses. Now, as soon as they start getting bad weather reports, the day before they'll call school off.
The house now, since they got the Chromebooks for every kid, Even they don't have a snow day. They just get sent the work over the computer, and they call it an e-learning day.
I'm gonna have to say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and maybe I'll holler at you when I get off work at 5:40, 6 o'clock. Anyway, y'all have a good one. Like I said, be safe. 7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you find it.
Drew, have an awesome day, and have fun at that morning meeting, KO4HX.
Maybe we'll catch you this afternoon, KN4TFW.
What all you got planned this weekend? I know you're still trying to come up to the winter field day.
Can't get up there at least for a few minutes anyway. And then nothing, no big plans, I don't think. There's not many radio contests on that one. There's that one, and I missed one last night with an Australian contest.
We're getting out Saturday and trying out the radio and set up a little bit and see how this goes.
Yeah, good for you. You haven't done a lot of HF, have you?
No, sir. No, I haven't.
Enjoy it. The hardest part is when there's, you know, two stations that are right next to each other. Man, it makes it tough to pull them out. You gotta be good at manipulating your radio.
Think I've made any contacts at all on HF other than the 10 meter one I done, and a couple of guys that right here local on 80 meters.
20 should be really good.
Interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it, so we'll.
Headphones?
Something I don't have. I've got to see if the ones that I have will work at all.
It's a lot easier with a set of headphones. They don't have to be, I mean, I just have the ones I take to the race or whatever, but it makes a huge difference.
That's something I don't have, because most of what I'm doing, I try to do here on 2 meters. Really didn't need a headphone for it.
And there's like, you know, the noise level's a S5. You know, if you have some headphones, you can get that one that's 5.5 or 6. But without it, you can't hardly hear them.
This is supposed to be about is finding the weaknesses in what you have, and then you can adjust from there. So we'll see. That more than likely going to be one of mine for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, especially 40 should be really good.
Where Eric and Richard have been. I know I heard Richard on during the day, but I hadn't heard him on here of a morning last week.
I was on here at 4:30 when you first signed on, but I was letting Sally sleep.
Appreciated that.
You appreciated that. Good to hear you this morning, Richard, KO4HX.
Yeah, when I was younger, I didn't need headphones, but now, when you're like Ken and I, we need headphones to pull them signals out on them HFs.
I don't know if I do or not, because I've never done much of it, so we'll see.
There, Ken. No, I know how it is. You're right. When I first started, I didn't, but when that noise level gets there and you got interference and so forth like that, even the slightest distraction in the room takes your attention away, and them headphones make you really concentrate.
Making sure I had it. I'm sure it will, and it's probably something that I do need, because I have a trouble when a noisy room hearing people talk and understanding them. So it's probably something that'll definitely help me, but it's just one of those things I haven't thought about until Ken mentioned it this morning.
It'd be better than nothing. And you'll be amazed at how fast some of those operators do the exchange. I mean, they'll get four contacts a minute.
when I was in contesting, boy, you kept the frequency and you kept it going and hopping. Yeah, Kim, when I first started off, I think I used my regular stereo headphones that I had with my sound system. And then eventually, as I got more into it, I ended up buying a set of the Heil headphones with the microphone that goes with it.
Adam, I don't know if I want to get one with a microphone. And I know I get good reports out of the hand mic that I have already.
And Ken, and I got I went ahead and got the handphone, or the hands-free mic with the headset. And then I put a foot switch in, and that made it so much easier. So when I was logging on the computer, I used to log by hand. Then I started getting faster and faster, and then I was just logging by computer.
Put it all in as I get them, and that, or I'll have all the information in before I even make the contact. And then as soon as I make the contact, then I fill out the rest of it. What's the exchange on this contest?
No idea. I need to look at that.
Oh, so I haven't looked at it yet.
For me is logging. I'm just going to be pencil and paper or pen and paper for now. So we'll see how that goes because I don't have logging software.
Got a free one.
I know that. So that's something for me to learn this weekend.
Secure Z and that. And then I just log right there. It keeps track of all the countries, all the states that I have, and how many contacts and that. And it works good for me.
I can look into that one. Or maybe when you show up Saturday, you can show me that one because I'll have my computer and my hotspot there, so I have internet access.
In HF before, you might want to start out hunting the other operators rather than trying to call CQ. Because, I mean, if you start calling CQ, you're going to have 20 people calling at the same time. And, man, you're going to have to take one out.
Sure, my Saturday morning will be just watching and learning and then maybe trying a little bit later in the afternoon and seeing how it goes. So that's more what it's about for me this time around than trying to make contacts. It's just observing and learning.
I like to do the hunting and zero in on a station, figure out how he's working and everything, and then wait for the opportunity and calling out, see if I can't break the pile.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
According to the ARRL, it says operation will take place on all HF bands except for 12, 17, 30, and 60 meters, as well as on VHF, UHF, and satellite. It'll run for 24 hours, and it's pretty much the same rules for the regular field day, except for those bands that they're not going to operate on.
In a report, and then there's some kind of code, how many operators, and then probably a letter for I'm at home, I'm on auxiliary power, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I'm actually pulling that part up now. I Googled the ARRL field day for winter field day first, and of course it refers you back to the other one, so now I'm looking for that part, KA3JCA.
Well, I have to say 7-3 this morning. I'm here, guys are starting to roll in the parking lot, so good to talk to you both, and Miss Sally, I hope Richard let you sleep and you enjoyed it. And Ken, have a good trip the rest of your way into work, and I'll talk to you maybe this afternoon, if not Saturday. KO4HKX, I'll be clear.
Have an awesome day. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4GFW.
Ken, it's up, K3JCA.
Then I saw that Australia had a contest. I guess it ended sometime this morning. And that, but it was a signal report and a four-digit grid square.
Yeah, like I think my grid score is 84U something UV or something, or 87. I have to go back and look at it now. That's how bad I am. I'll tell you what it is here in a second.
I have a little sticker, and it's on my map. It tells me what it is. I just have to keep looking up there. I think it's I wanted to say 84UW, but I can't remember.
Mike 84 Uniform Tango 84UT, and the ITU zone is 8, and my CQ zone is 5.
And the last two on mine. Beam towards the west and see if I can't pick up a couple of western stations and get the rest of my worked all states KN4 TFW.
Drew's acting up this morning. Told it to log into ARRL, and I had put on that two-factor authentication, and it's not wanting to work this morning, so I have no idea what's going on.
It can be contrary sometimes. I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you and Miss Sally and Miss Ashley. Hope you guys have an awesome day. Maybe I can catch you later this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I doubled with you. Sorry about that. I finally got the code from the email that finally came in. But, all right. Well, listen, you have a wonderful day, sir. And I will catch you later on. KA3JCA Monitoring.